Last year, I was driving on a road trip and was going to be gone for a few days. On the second night, I was sort of in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know where I would stay for the night, but I was hoping to find a hotel. But the more I was driving, the less it seemed I was near any kind of a city. The coverage on my phone was also going in and out all night. Finally, at probably 11 o'clock, I pulled into a rest area and looked up hotels in the nearby area. The closest one was a motel that was 12 miles down the road. I decided that that would be just fine with me. I was really tired, and then I left the rest stop to head for the motel. It took maybe 10 minutes to get there, and it was about a mile off the highway. It was in a very small town that really didn't have much of anything. The motel looked quite creepy, to be honest with you. It was old, small, and had a little office connected to the side of the building. There was just one level of rooms, with maybe 10 or 12 total. I pulled into the parking lot, which was nearly empty. Normally, I wouldn't want to stay here, but it was just for a quick night's rest. I would be out of there by 6 or 7 in the morning, and the rates for the night were just $29, which was honestly overpriced. So after parking, I walked to the office to get my room. When I walked in, a man with a longer beard sat behind the counter. He sat up in his chair and asked me what I wanted. I told him I would like a room and then gave him the $29. He then handed me a key and told me my room number. Then he leaned back in his chair again. I left his office and walked down to my room. When I got to my room, I went inside, and it was about what I expected. Not very clean, and old outdated furniture in the room. The TV was a box TV, but I was lucky that they had one at all. I pretty much just got ready for bed and then tried falling asleep. After laying down in the bed, I was there for maybe 2 or 3 minutes and starting to doze off. That's when I got this weird feeling. I opened my eyes and turned over in bed. When I turned over, I faced the window. That's when I saw somebody moving away from the window. It wasn't like they were walking by though. It was like they had been looking in. I saw it for just a split second and couldn't tell who they were at all. I got up from my bed and closed the curtains which had been opened, but that didn't really do much good. They were cheap and didn't reach all the way. Plus, the curtains were so thin that you could sort of see through them, but it was the best that I could do. I looked out the window as well, but didn't see anything. Whoever looked inside was gone now. I got back in bed and laid down. I tried falling asleep again, but that kind of ruined it for me. Now I wasn't as relaxed as before. I was still tired though, and after maybe 10 minutes, I was finally able to feel relaxed once more. But then I got the feeling again, like I was being watched or something. I was facing the window laying down this time, so I opened my eyes and looked to the window. I could see somebody was there again. At first, I didn't see them much because of the curtains, but then I saw a man's head for just a split second. He then moved out of sight once more and away from the window. I couldn't tell who he was at all because of how dark it was and how I only saw him for about a split second. I got up and walked over to the window again. I looked outside, but the person was gone. I was really freaked out that some creep was looking in my window. I stayed at the window for a few minutes looking around, but I didn't see anybody, so I then decided to go back to bed again. My door was locked and I covered the window as best as I could. So all I could do now was try to go back to sleep. I got back in bed and closed my eyes again. This time, it took even longer. Maybe 20 minutes later, I was finally able to sleep. I don't know how long I was sleeping for, but I do know that I woke up some time later. What I remember was hearing the sound of my door opening up. The door was old and cheap, so it squeaked a lot. Instantly, I became wide awake. I sat up and looked to the doorway. I saw some guy entering, and at first had no idea who he was. Once more, when he saw me, he quickly left out the door and ran away. It was after he left that I realized who it was. It was the guy who was working at the motel. I got out of my bed, packed all of my stuff, which didn't take me very long. Then I left the motel and got into my car. I drove away and went back onto the highway, and later stopped at another rest area. I slept in my car there for the rest of the night. As crazy as it sounds, I felt a lot safer there than in that motel room. The next morning, I called the motel and tried to report the guy. However, I was hung up on when I started complaining. So after that, I called the police and told them what happened. I'm not sure exactly what they did about it. The man running the place was a total creep. I'm really glad that I'm a light sleeper and woke up when he opened the door. I don't know what he was planning to do. I hope he doesn't do that to anybody else. A few years back, I found myself driving down a quiet old highway late at night. I had to travel for work, and sadly, they didn't fly me out, so I had to drive. I would get compensated, though, which was nice, but I still didn't like such long driving. Now, I had originally planned on stopping in a city and getting a hotel there, but I was making such good time that I drove right past it and kept going. By that point, I was kind of winging it, because I didn't know where the next major city was, and not even major city like big city, but just a city with a decent hotel and some other businesses in it. By the time it was midnight, I finally started to get tired, and was now almost 5 hours ahead of schedule. That was good, but now I had no clue where I was going to stay. I took an exit to get some gas. I figured I could drive for another hour or so if I needed to. But after fueling my car, I saw a sign for an old motel down the road. I'm not too picky, and the motel didn't look that nice, but it honestly could have been worse. Without very high expectations, I drove over to the motel and got a room for the night. It was a pretty standard two-level motel, with each room facing the parking lot and opening right up to it. There was a sidewalk in front of the rooms on the first level, and a walkway on the second one as well. I ended up getting a room on the first level at the far end. So after I got the room key, I got my things and headed inside. The room was actually nicer than I expected. There was a decent-sized cable TV, the bathroom was in the back, and the room was clean. The bed was also pretty comfortable. I took a shower and then got in bed and decided to watch some TV until I got really sleepy. I would say about 30 minutes later, there was a sudden knock on the door. This was really odd, but I wasn't afraid of anything, or so I thought. I got up out of bed and walked over to the door. Then I opened it up. There was a man standing there. He looked somewhat tall and skinny. He had longer hair and a beard. The man said hi, and I asked him what he wanted. His speech was slightly slurred, and I suspected alcohol. The man then asked me if he could come inside just for a few minutes. I didn't know why he thought I would let him in my motel room. I said no, and then I shut the door in his face. After I did, I could tell that he was just standing there, and I hoped that he would go away. I went back over to my bed and sat down. I glanced over, but I couldn't see the guy anymore. I hoped that he was gone. But like 30 seconds later, he knocked on the door again. I yelled at him to go away. Then I walked over to the window and looked. I saw him walking away on the sidewalk in front of the rest of the rooms. I was thinking to myself that I hope he doesn't bother other people, and hopefully nobody lets him in their rooms. Then I sat back down on the bed. Probably 5 minutes after this, I noticed movement out of my window. I looked over and saw that the guy was back. He was standing right outside and was holding what looked like some kind of pipe object. I really didn't know what it was. But then he swung it at my window and it made a really loud noise. The window didn't break at first though. He hit it several more times before I heard glass starting to break. I realized then that this guy must have been insane, and he was probably going to get in. I really had nothing to fight him off with, so I got up from my bed, grabbed my phone, keys, and wallet, and ran to the back. Then I got inside of the bathroom and locked myself in there. I heard him repeatedly hitting my window and glass breaking. I called the police and told them what was going on. They said that they would get there as soon as possible. My only fear was that the guy would somehow be able to break the bathroom door. This was a somewhat cheap motel, so I wasn't sure how good a quality the door was. After a couple of minutes of him whacking the window, he made his way inside. I heard him hitting random things in the room. He hit the TV, and I know he hit some walls and other stuff. I remained hidden in the bathroom. Soon, though, he made his way towards the back. He whacked the bathroom door a few times, and then went back into the other area of the room. After about another minute, he went back towards the bathroom. Then I heard sirens. I knew it was just a matter of time before the police got there now. The sirens didn't seem to scare the guy off. Instead, he was still hitting things. The police arrived within a minute after that and started yelling at the guy to stop. Soon, I finally heard him stop hitting things. The police were able to get him, and I came out from the bathroom. I saw that the room was all torn up. He certainly succeeded in breaking things. At least he didn't hurt anybody, though. After that, I obviously had to get a new room. The rest of the night went well, though. The next morning, I was back on the road. That was by far my craziest hotel experience. For a little bit of background, I'm a female, and this took place last year. I was staying in a hotel for a few days. I had a room on the second floor, and the hotel was very large, but not super fancy. They had a good breakfast that was free for guests and was on the first floor. There was a lot of things that I was going to do in the city I was staying in. I had several friends in the area, and I was excited to visit with them. After arriving the first day, I spent some time with my friends and then returned to the hotel. I pretty much went straight to bed that night. The next morning, I got up and went down to get some breakfast. It was pretty busy, and a lot of other people were also getting food. I sat by myself in a small table in the corner. I was next to a window, but I was facing the rest of the people there. When I was sitting there, I noticed there was this one guy staring at me. He was sitting across all the way to the other side of the room. This guy was also sitting by himself. At first, I didn't think he could be looking at me, but probably something else that was close to me. I looked around, but there really wasn't anything else there. For some reason, I think he was staring at me. He looked away a few times, but his eyes would return to me every so often. He wasn't smiling or anything either, but kept a straight face. The man appeared somewhat young, but was about average height and somewhat thin. He was also wearing a black short-sleeved shirt and black pants. He didn't appear to be eating anything either. He was just sitting there and staring in my direction. I stayed there for another 10 minutes or so. Then I decided to go back to my room. I was in my room for maybe an hour before leaving and meeting up with my friends again. I was gone for basically the entire day. I didn't arrive back at my hotel until late, probably around midnight. After getting back, things were very quiet inside. But I noticed just past the lobby in the breakfast room, the same guy was sitting in there. He was at a table, just kind of looking around, when I walked sort of by him to the hallway, and he looked at me. It was kind of strange to see him again, especially at this hour. After I passed him by, I went to the elevator and took it up to the second floor. Then I walked down that hallway to my room. I entered and then took a shower and was going to go to bed. But I was really thirsty and realized that I didn't have any water. I really didn't want to drink the water from the sink in the bathroom. I just personally hate drinking tap water. I knew there was a vending machine down the hallway, so I decided to go there. When I got to the door, I looked out of the peephole first, though. I really don't know why. It's just a habit that I sometimes do. But when I did, I saw the same man, the one who had been staring at me at breakfast and again when I got back to the hotel. He was just standing there outside of my door in the hallway. I had no clue why he was here or what he was doing. I watched him for about 10 seconds, and he just kind of stood around. Then I quietly moved away from the door. I was really creeped out and didn't know what to do. For a few minutes, I was trying to figure out what the guy could possibly be doing. I was trying to think of logical explanations in my head, but I really didn't have any. After about 5 minutes, I went back over to the door and looked. He was finally gone. I very carefully opened up the door and looked. I checked both ways down the hallway, and the coast was clear. So I walked down to the end where the vending machines were. As I was getting my water there, it was very quiet. When I finally got the water, I picked it up and started walking back to my room. That's when I heard footsteps behind me. They were a ways back. I walked faster, and then when I was about halfway to my room, looked over my shoulder. It was the same guy. He was still a far distance away, but definitely following me. I continued to walk quickly to my door, but my heart was now racing. I knew that if I had any kind of mishap when entering my key card, the man might catch up to me. And we all know that hotel key cards can be really hard to get to work sometimes. I finally made it to my door, and thank goodness the card worked perfectly. I got inside and then swiftly shut the door in one fast motion. Just about a second later, the knob started to turn, but it was locked. I looked out and saw the same guy there again. What on earth did he want? After that, there was a quiet knock at the door. There was no way that I was going to answer it. Instead, I went to the phone and called the front desk. I reported the guy and gave his description. I was told that they would look into it. Then I just waited inside my room. About a minute or two later, I looked through my peephole and the guy was gone. But I saw a hotel employee walking down the hallway. I left my room and told the employee what had happened. He said that he would keep an eye out for the man. After that, I went to bed. It took a while to fall asleep, but eventually I was able to. The next morning, I was told by hotel management that they located the man in the hotel the previous night. When questioned, he ran. However, he did not leave, but hid somewhere else inside the hotel. He was later spotted hiding in the breakfast room behind a table. The police got called on the guy, and eventually he was arrested for refusing to leave. When I heard that, it was a huge relief. It's crazy to think that the guy wasn't even staying at the hotel. He was just hanging around and causing problems. I still don't know why he was after me specifically, though. The rest of my trip went great, but the experience still creeps me out whenever I remember it.